Thank you for tuning in to our COVID virus update. Let's just start with the number one question I'm asked. When will Pleasant Valley South Baptist Church ever reopen so we can worship together on campus? Well, we hope sometime in June or July. We're listening very carefully to what the school system is planning on doing. I want you to know that we're making preparations for that date. We've already measured off the worship center and also the Family Life Center. We know how many we can seat with safe distancing. Also, I want you to know that Jeff Bird, Tom Pilcher, and Scott Bailey have teamed up together, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to run the fiber optics to the choir rehearsal room, to the Awana game room, and to the chapel. And in those three places, we'll be able to offer simulcast when we reopen. We've measured off the seating in all of those buildings, and they'll be prepared for you to practice safe distancing. We're going to ask for your patience. When we do reopen, you must listen to your greeter and to your usher. We have to seat people in a certain way, and there'll be a certain way that you'll be asked to exit the sanctuary. We're taking the proper precautions with sanitizing the buildings. We're so blessed to have Kenneth Leroy as our head custodian. As most of you know, he works for the county school system. He also owns his own janitorial service. He knows the protocol for sanitizing buildings like ours for public use. The next thing I want to commend you for is your giving. You have been so generous with your tithes and offerings. Through today, May the 12th, we're 4.5% behind on our budget required giving to date. That is absolutely a God thing. It is outstanding. Also to date, you've given $1,690 for our Floyd County Baptist Association hunger ministry. The Floyd County Baptist Association is starting to experience difficulties with the supply chain. Jim Reynolds, the director of missions, told me the other day, he said, we really need pinto beans and we need turnip greens and things of that nature. He said, we need something to offer people protein. I went to see a local owner of a grocery store just last week. And I walked in with my mask. He recognized me immediately. He said, what can I do for you? I said, we need pinto beans and we need green beans, turnip greens, whatever, for the Floyd County Baptist Association. We're going to purchase them, but I said, they're having trouble getting these items. He went to his back room and came out, and he placed an order for 10 cases of pinto beans, 10 cases of green beans. And I want you to know, yesterday on the 11th, that Billy went by and picked up those 20 cases and delivered them to the Baptist Center. And also today, Billy is carrying a check for $1,690 from Pleasant Valley South Baptist Church to help fund this ministry. Also, I want you to know what's going on. I ask that Tom and Jeff provide you some pictures. Several of our members, our senior adult members who are disabled, have needed handicap ramps. Last week, Billy and Donald Stone and some others built a handicap ramp for one of our senior adult ladies who's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. And today, as I'm speaking, Mr. Stone and Billy and several other of our members on his construction team are building another handicap ramp for one of our members. I want you to know that we're able to do this because of your donations. Absolutely without expense, no charge to our members who have those special needs. We're open here at the office Monday through Thursday. We're not allowing people to come in. If you need something, just come to the back door where the sign says offices and ring the doorbell. And one of our secretaries or one of our guys will come and take care of whatever you need. I pray for you every day. I give thanks for what you're doing, for the encouragement that you send to us by email, by text, and by snail mail. We're just in new, uncharted waters, so we hope you'll be patient and prayerful. The number one concern we have for you right now is for your safety. So we're taking all the measures that we possibly can so that you'll be able to enjoy your worship experience when you return. I look forward to seeing you soon. We love you. Thank you for letting us serve alongside you as the staff of Pleasant Valley South Baptist Church.